Want to support Clock Tower Media and look great while doing it? Check out our official merchandise store packed with gear inspired by our podcasts and productions. From the Spooky Spectre Sisters apparel to merchandise celebrating your favorite Clock Tower Media shows, we've got something for every fan. Not only will you be showing your support, but every purchase helps us continue creating the content that you love. Visit clocktowermediashop.forthwall.com and grab your favorite merch today.
All right, here we go.
Wait, we got a mic for you.
Yeah, we got a mic, Bree. Greg, I took pictures out the window of the airplane and it looked flat to me.
Good. I believe you. You've convinced me now. You've convinced me the world is flat. Here, your cord is hooked into there. There you go. Put that over there. There you go. Yep. Hey, we are awesome. Yeah. Please. We are the number one podcast in Tip City, Ohio.
Okay. When we're the only ones.
Hey, shh. Ah! We're the number one downloaded podcast in Tip City,
More
Ohio.
More like number two.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
All right. I can leave. That's
we just did an episode about Zoe. She's back.
Hi, that's me. Yeah. I'm Zoe, and I'm back.
Who are you?
She's gonna quit.
She's the sunburn queen.
Yeah,
with the shoulders. So if you
was that why there was a aloe plant?
Wait,
in your...
why was that in there? Who
so,
left that in
okay,
there?
Okay, I think Clay
wait, wait, there's
left
an aloe
it.
Plant.
Where's
Clay gave it to me
when I went in to get your rent money and bring it down.
Yes, thank you. For
I
doing
put
that.
Some of your mail in there and the aloe. There's like an aloe. What would you call that?
I saw that and I was like, I don't know where this is from, but this is going to come in handy
it was
because
from
I am sunburned.
Yeah. One
Wait,
of Clay's
you guys
plants,
have to pay rent to live in that building?
Yeah.
Really?
We have to
We're not
pay,
squatters.
Isn't that messed up that we have to pay to work into the brothel?
You have to. I thought you guys just got like a cut.
This is why I don't live above that.
You guys pay to live in that building?
Craig.
Really?
This is how
okay.
It works.
I thought it was like a like a co-op or something.
Did you seriously think that?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know
oh, really?
You guys
no,
paid
we,
money
we
to
do,
live
we
there.
Pay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
I
it
mean
just
it's just like renting anywhere.
Came
else.
Out of your like overhead or something like that. Okay.
No.
So there was aloe provided for people
yeah.
with burn victims.
Well, there was. Did you tell Clay?
No, she didn't know. Nobody.
How
knew.
Did she?
I had
she
no
just,
idea. It was just there.
Okay, she must. I don't know. Yeah, I guess she guessed that she knew you were in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe she could just tell that I was an idiot who doesn't.
I smell burnt skin. I'm going to bring aloe in.
It was really not that bad. Like, it barely hurt. Sunburn reveal. Look at
brother.
Oh, man. Blonde boy
no,
was
no, no,
too
no, no.
slow again no. with that. Do it again. Do it again.
Flash a sunburn.
I'm not flashing.
She's
you.
Not
going
doing
on
it
Red
for free
Bubble.
Anymore.
Not, yeah, no.
If you're good at it, don't do it for free.
I don't have to do it for free. Yeah, I get paid these days. All right, I've moved up in the world.
She's on sunburnonlys.com or
only burns.
Sorry, yep. That was
only burns.
Yep,
sunburns only.
OB, that's a great OB. Website. OB.
OBGYN.
OBGYN. No. That's what I was gonna say.
It just doesn't only. Sound very appealing.
Pass. Zoe's back from Florida. Hey.
Hi, it's cold here.
It is chilly.
Okay, when I'm not even joking. When I stepped off the plane, I started walking, you know, back into the airport and everything. There was this guy, like a security guard, and he was kind of like, you know, waving to people as they got off. Okay.
Did he whistle at you like
no.
that?
No. Do you know what he said? He said, "Welcome back to reality." And I just started crying. God. Right there. He was
like, did you actually start crying?
Because it was from Florida to Ohio. Yeah.
So he knew. He was trolling.
I left like 70 something weather and I step out at the door to 20 something.
And it's
you know
cold.
What? It's actually really nice out. Like when I stepped outside today,
it is
compared
nice today,
to
yeah.
how it's
but
been here.
At the time,
it was bad.
I fell
yeah,
to my knees and I wept.
I fell to my knees and I wept.
On the tarmac of the airport.
Yeah,
oh,
in front of God and everyone.
That's
I
how I felt when we were coming back from Canada.
And then he pointed at you and laughed.
Yeah, and he said, this is your, what is that, purgatory.
Florida, back from Florida.
Wouldn't it be fun if it was like a Groundhog Day, but it was just you like trying to get to Florida or something, and you just kept reliving, going back to Ohio, and it's always Ohio.
So
Ohio, it's always winter
terrible.
And never Christmas.
So question.
It's always mid-January.
Oh, did the groundhog see his shadow?
I don't know.
Okay, so there's a couple different
he
groundhogs.
Did?
Listen to me.
Sorry.
Punxsutawney Phil.
I'm upset.
Listen to me.
Punxsutawney Phil.
There's different groundhogs.
And no, there's only the one.
No, the most reliable groundhog who lives in Ohio, he said that spring's coming.
You did the research.
Wait, really? Yeah. I didn't know there were multiples. I thought there was like one official.
So there's the king, obviously. And then he's got a couple
Punxsutawney Phil.
It's a monarchy? I didn't know that.
Yep. He's the king.
So serious question. Do you have a thing for groundhogs?
For what? No. Why is that a serious question?
That's yeah.
You know the lore.
They look like a big rat.
I never knew that there's. I never knew where the groundhog was. I never knew there was multiple. Of
it's in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I just found this out today. I found this out today because I was bored. You were like, no, that's when I made my collage.
I did see that. That was awesome.
That was a very nice collage.
Why
I liked
don't you
the
use
music
your talent
too.
For like good?
I laughed. So,
that
I
was great. I loved your little collage.
I want it for a t-shirt. Hello.
Yeah, that was actually really good.
Give it to me.
I made it in like 3 minutes on Pinterest. And I said, now I'm sending it to everybody I know.
I want it on a mug.
Pinterest? People do Pinterest still?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So I'll pick like a random.
Is your shoulder on Pinterest?
Yeah. What?
Because people will tune in for that.
No, they will not. They have this new feature where you can make collages and stuff. So I'll pick something that is interesting or like a movie or an aesthetic, and I'll make collages. And I like have them on my Pinterest.
She's an artist.
Okay, so you're creating content for other people to share rather.
Well,
than
it's
like,
all private. Yeah. I don't let people see it. But they're my personal collages.
We should
collages.
Put that on Redbubble. That'd be a great shirt.
Send me some, please.
Can we put that
or
on
a shower
shirt?
Curtain?
No.
No.
You know that you can. You can buy any of the designs on shower curtains.
Oh. Is that true, Abby?
Yes, it is true. It's 100%
true. We should put some shower curtains on.
I almost bought a shower curtain with Jeff Goldblum's face on it because I thought it'd be funny. But
is it the one where he has no shirt on and he's like laying back on the table and he's talking about chaos theory?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was that.
Homeschool club. That would make a great homeschool club.
I'm gonna keep on crying at the homeschool.
What are we? Why are we talking about merch? What do you mean merch? Do we have merch?
No, we don't have merch.
Okay, all right.
You're not gonna get any money if we get merch money. You're not getting any because you keep talking it down.
I'm sorry. The one thing I do for this show.
You do lots for this show, but this is the main thing.
It's just the only thing.
And it's great.
I make merch.
We have merch on Redbubble. Go get some.
Zoe said. Yay. 99% of the time.
Get the Village Idiots merch right now so Zoe can afford sunscreen.
Redbubble.com. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored at all, but buy our merch. So I've been watching a lot of movies.
Name one.
Substance.
Okay.
I watched that.
Two of you guys have seen it in the last two
last
minutes.
Night. And then
I watched
it
by myself.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And I, like, because Fred had fallen asleep and he already thought it was weird to begin with. And he was like,
it was
okay,
weird
I'm going
to begin with.
And then I just couldn't look away. It was like watching a car crash.
It was, and there was a car crash.
And it made
in
me
that.
Feel weird in my skin.
Yeah, that was a.
I did not like
so
that.
So I'm watching all the Oscar nominees for Best Picture.
Did you watch Emilia Perez?
Not yet. It's E, and I'm on C right now, Conclave, and I'm watching Conclave right now.
Okay.
And I already saw Dune, and I saw
Dune,
The Substance, yeah. So I'm going through the list. Have you seen any of the Oscar nominees?
Let me look up them.
What have you
are
seen
you
Dune
doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp?
No, Dune.
Dune. Are you doing Shrek?
I tried.
It sounds like Shrek. Yeah. Ogres are like onions. They've got layers.
Oh, I'm going to watch A Complete Unknown.
Is that good?
Yes.
Who's in that?
That has Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, really?
Who?
Oh, that's the Bob Dylan movie.
Yes,
was that good?
I wanted to see that. No, I wanted. We were choosing between that and Nosferatu.
Oh no, I couldn't.
You
I couldn't.
Nosferatu.
I haven't seen that one.
That one.
Tell us about Nosferatu.
It was well done, but
okay. We need to do this more in depth with Liz here because
naked people. Final answer. That's the whole story.
Okay, that's excellent.
No, why would you still have that on there? It finally shipped to my house and it was like the back is messed up.
Wait,
not,
what?
Not that you got, bad.
Was that for the Herald?
No, that's the one that I accidentally
the Henry Herald
bought on, and it was $80.
That's and crazy.
It's not good. It's like only it's not. Like.
Did you win?
Unfortunately.
Did you? Do you
it's
like?
It's like not even a real signature.
Scam. It was a scam.
Yeah, the signature's like this freaking big.
Oh no! Like, are you kidding me? No. Oh no!
Anyways, was the size of a jersey? Was it like for an infant or something?
It was
like
literally
that?
Like not. It's not even a jersey. Yeah. It's like a picture of a jersey.
Oh gosh! I'm surprised that Nosferatu was not nominated.
Are you kidding me?
It's a freaking picture of a
jersey. And it was $80?
I don't want to talk about it.
You should sue.
I charge $80 for pictures.
Was it a real jersey?
No.
What do you charge for pictures?
I said I charge $80 for pictures.
Shoulder pictures.
Just the ankle. Just the ankle.
Yeah.
Zoe, show me your ankles.
Ah, is it a sunburnt ankle, though? That's the question.
No, you got to pay extra for that.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
She's like out there sitting on the roof, like with just her like ankle. Like,
I saw her on Only Ankles and it was really good.
How did you know it was me if it was just my ankles?
I can tell. It was burnt. It was burnt. Yeah. It was burnt.
A little bit crispy.
Yeah.
No, don't say. Hello, Greg.
Is it Greg?
Thanks, Lionel.
Kind of on the topic.
Thanks, Lionel Richie.
Thank you, Lionel Richie, for making an appearance.
I just watched American Pie.
I can see it in your eyes.
I had never seen that.
I've never seen that.
As in Bye Bye Miss America Pie?
Yeah, and I just watched Strange Darling, and that was good.
So, Greg, you might be mad at me for saying this, but I only recently watched the Back to the Future trilogy.
Mm. Get out.
I know that's like their entire thing.
Get out. You're fired.
That is his whole thing.
I'm sorry. I loved it, though. Does that help?
Did you like it?
I did.
It really is quite well done.
See, there's a Greg book back there.
That's I know. Well, and I know that, like, all of the references, like, you know, the clock tower and everything.
It's all in there.
You've got framed pictures.
I have framed signed pictures by people. It's awesome.
Wait, you have signed pictures?
I don't.
My family
was a bag of lies.
That's a lie.
See? Oh, look at that. Look at that right there for us.
I've never watched the Oscars ever.
Neither have I.
Every year I try to watch all of the Oscar Best Picture nominees.
Oh, good.
That seems like work.
Yeah.
It's work.
I can't sit for that long.
Did you like Anora?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
No comment.
Any of these.
So this year they came out with the top 10, and this is the worst year I've ever seen for nominees because they're all super obscure.
Yeah.
Like seriously, Dune 2 is just thrown in there just for fun, but it's also Timothée Chalamet. He's got to have at least two.
I don't
or three.
Like that man. So okay.
You don't?
He's not hot like people say he is.
I think okay.
Sorry.
He looks like an Oregon Trail victim.
No,
I'm into movies, and I have not heard of most of these, and that's sad when there's a movie list that comes out of the top 10, and I'm big into movies, and I track them. I'm like, I know everything about everything, and I'm like, what? Who's that? I'm still here. What's that?
Is it kind of like it's just art? Sort like what people say? Oh, it's an art movie or something, or it's like.
The Oscars, it's just no one, it, they, an it holds Oscar grab no yet. Like the Oscars don't anymore. And it's all a big, I think, show of nothing.
Those are the top 10 movie best picture nominees. So I'm going to read them off. Anora, just shout out if you've seen these. Anora. You've seen
we
it.
We need a shout.
You I'm not saw gonna it. Shout. I'm not going to shout out which ones I've seen.
The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune 2, Emilia Perez, which is getting great buzz.
That's a joke. Everyone hates it.
I'm still here. Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. I've heard of like four of these.
Everyone's heard of Wicked.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and Dune.
And I've seen
two.
One. I had seen one of them.
I haven't seen any of them.
And that's weird.
No, and that's.
Have you seen Wicked? Was it good?
They're making another one.
Why?
Part one and part two,
yeah.
To make money.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
Oh, God.
That was good. I like that.
It hurt my
soul. Do it again.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
What's the one with the levitating song? What's that called?
I'm levitating.
Defying Gravity.
Defying Gravity. How's that go?
So I like, that's my favorite song of that. And that was my favorite part of the movie, too.
But how does it go?
Can I back up and actually try to do this?
Where are you going?
You're going to mess up the microphone. What are you doing?
So loud.
Where are you going? Wait, where are you going? She's...
Do it.
Guys, she's back like 10 feet from the Speak mic. To me, and she's giggling and laughing.
I'm laughing too hard.
And
do it.
What were you doing back there?
I was going to do the.
Do it, man.
Have you seen Wicked?
I have not.
Okay, then you're not going to know what I'm about to do.
But I've seen the play.
You should still do it anyways.
Twice.
You have?
So I know this song.
Yeah. Okay. He'll know.
So when are we all going to go?
To see the movie?
No.
We're going to see Nosferatu.
Yes.
I've seen it twice in theaters.
Nobody would go with me.
That's not true.
We paid for Harry and I to go.
Yeah.
Zoe, yeah, I know.
She whined and dined us.
Hello.
Yeah, what can I say?
Well, hold on.
Is that the theme song from Nosferatu, Daddy's Home?
No.
No.
That's me, yeah.
Are you Daddy?
Will. That's how the man talks.
Well, he was a corpse, so it makes
sense.
Well,
I'm part of the movie club or whatever, so I get one free ticket a month. And they roll over.
And yes, you those are good. It on that's a,
yeah. And I wasted it on Harry. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, Harry's awesome. I like Harry.
I have to recognize that they're a package deal at this point. Abby and Harry. Yeah.
It's like a symbiotic relationship. It's like angler
fish. Is it parasitic or symbiotic?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you sure it's not parasitic? Parasitic.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like angler fish, right? Do we know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they absorb. And,
yeah.
The male is super tiny. You. The male.
Hey, watch it.
No, I'm just saying. He's like this tiny little fish, and he attaches to the female and then just disintegrates into her.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's
all the
movies. Moving on from that.
Here's all the movies that were nominated for an Academy Award, not necessarily Best Picture, but so the top six are the most popular. This is sort of by popular.
Popular.
Hey. Get it?
You're gonna be popular.
Have you seen any of these?
I hate Alien Romulus.
Did you see Alien Romulus? You did. Was it good? Was it good? Was it worth seeing?
Wait, Abby, why didn't you?
I heard it was all callbacks. Was it all callbacks to earlier Alien movies? That's what I heard.
It's just gross. And then it's weird. Okay, the ending of that, weird.
Brie, did you see Inside Out 2?
I did. I liked that one a lot. Actually,
was it good?
Yes, yeah. I like both of the Inside Out movies.
I need to see the second one. Actually, I like those movies.
I'm planning on watching Gladiator 2. I see it up there just because of Pedro.
Pedro.
Who's a very beautiful
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Pascal.
Is he a beautiful man?
Yeah, yes.
Is he? What if he was sunburned? Would you still like him?
He'd be even hotter.
Okay.
Literally.
Zoe, did you enjoy Dune 2?
I did not watch Dune 2.
But it's got Timothy Chalamet.
Like I was saying, I don't think he's attractive, but I do think he's funny. Because I saw him in an interview with Theo Vaughn. And it was funny. Yeah.
So you don't like Chalamet for his looks, but you like Chalamet for his wit.
So he's gonna.
I was literally listening to Theo Vaughn today. He makes me laugh so hard. Shout out Theo Vaughn. I know you're looking for a wife.
I think he watches this show. Or, I mean, watches.
I know he listens.
It's the number one podcast in Tip City, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number 15.
Yeah, we're probably in the top 10 of Dayton podcast.
There's a very big chance.
There's only like
three. Two, and we're the 10th.
And we do one and two.
We should get like an Ohio native on here or someone who lives in Ohio. We should get Dave Chappelle on. Can we get Dave Chappelle?
Oh yeah, that'll happen.
Can we get Dave on the podcast? Dave,
free.
Dave.
Chances are slim. Yes.
Are slim.
We'll work our way up to that. Episode 417 will be on there. Theo Vaughn.
You know who I want?
Please.
Not an Ohio native. I want Eminem.
Okay. There you go.
Final answer.
Eminem.
Okay.
Enema.
Well, wait, Nosferatu got nominated?
Nosferatu got nominated, but I don't remember.
The Wild Robot was good. I also saw that one. That was a good one. Yeah,
that was my second favorite movie of the year after Dune 2.
I liked it.
I want to see it.
Did you enjoy
it? So you did like Dune 2?
Anora?
Mm-hmm.
Zoe? Did you enjoy it and all of its insane number of sex scenes?
Wait a minute.
And then people yelling at each other and then people like...
you said you didn't watch it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Do you want to act out one of the scenes from Anora like you did from Wicked?
I want to know. Okay, I want to talk about Nosferatu. Wait, I can quote something from that. Wait.
Nosferatu?
Yeah. Which one?
Sinner.
I was trying to do Count Orlok's voice.
Wait.
Oh my god.
So did you see Nosferatu?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
It's funny.
Is it?
She laughed so hard throughout that whole movie.
You laughed?
Yeah.
100%.
Because it was free and you didn't have to pay? Is that why you were laughing?
That too.
Okay. She likes to laugh at naked people.
Well, hello. I can't take things seriously. Like,
Greg, you're going to have to watch it. And I'm very excited for you to watch it.
I am not a Lily Depp fan.
Why not?
She got a big forehead.
She's got a big forehead.
No, I'm just saying.
Have you seen
that? Go back.
You know how you were saying you have like...
I'm right here.
You
don't have a big forehead.
Yes, I do.
Zoe,
literally identical.
You do not.
You are so much more attractive than Lily Depp.
Yeah,
that
you
is
are.
Not true.
Zoe?
Put that on
Zoe.
A sticker.
Zoe. I was thinking
you are
about
more
how
attractive
I thought
than
she was
Lily
really
Depp.
I thought she
She's
was really pretty
attractive.
In that movie.
Yes, no, she is.
She's not. No, she's she not. Like not at all.
Bag of
bleep
shit.
This out. She's weird.
She's does weird. What?
They're oh, really weird.
They're so weird.
They're like gumdrops.
Yeah, that's well, what I'm saying.
You know it's so
what?
Bad.
We're all so identical
let's
in that regard.
Let's just body shame women even more. Let's just body shame women even more, okay?
No, I'm just kidding.
I just threw up a little bit. I did. No, I just threw up a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I don't like her. Bleep that out. Why am I pointing at you? Bleep that out. Okay. I don't.
Those are weird in general. Just
they
not
are
any,
weird like, in general, but those are weird. No, they were weird in that other show she was on where she was the dancer.
You watched
lady.
The Idol, Greg.
Of course, I watched
tell,
the Idol.
Tell me and God and everyone that you watched the Idol.
It's got The Weeknd in it. I love him. Oh, nice face. So, did you see Nosferatu?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's okay. There were some parts that made me really frustrated.
10. You have to be on the mic.
There were some parts that made me frustrated. Like, it just didn't make sense.
I couldn't watch it. Did you see it?
I did. There was some stuff in there that I don't... I mean, I
like. Do you like Dracula stories?
Yes.
Vampire
so,
stories
and the cinematography wow. was very, very beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And very... Yeah, it was... The atmosphere that it created was very good.
Atmospheric.
But I also never had seen the original Nosferatu, so I didn't really know what it was about either. Oh. And I think... I don't know. I just... wasn't a
I know
fan of how it ended and everything
yeah.
like
I know
that. I was like,
about.
Really? That's how? Yeah.
Some of the themes
Zoe,
and plot points were
uncomfortable.
For
I
certain
did,
people
twice.
Are uncomfortable.
You've seen it twice.
Yeah. In theaters.
So you went back again for more.
Yeah, I went with them. Hi
you
guys.
Saw it. So you saw it on your own, and then you're like, I have to see that again.
I saw it with Liz, and then I saw it with, them. So
me laughing in her ear every 2 seconds.
She was laughing.
Did you enjoy it more the second time?
Yeah. Because I caught some stuff that I didn't catch the first time. But I could definitely see how it would make some people uncomfortable. Like, some of the themes.
Best character is the little crazy guy.
I did, yes.
I hated him.
I loved him. Funny.
Best character was Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yes, sir. I love me some Willem Dafoe.
Final Hill. I did not
Final
realize.
Hill.
Final Hill. Wait, what am I saying?
I think you try to say the hill that you'll die on or something. Is that what you
I think
said?
She's calling a final friend. To,
that's like, what it is. That's what it is.
To help
Flo?
Out with.
What is Flo? Wallace and Gromit.
So, yeah, that, I think Flo is just an animated movie, and I don't even know if there's any talking or anything like that because it's animals and they make, you know,
Harry,
the sounds
I forgot to ask
make.
You, Harry, did you like Nosferatu? Yes or
but
no?
The,
I loved it.
He loved it.
Yes.
I'm on that nobody
spectrum.
Me, so it's okay.
No, you. I can hear you
I'm
just
on
fine.
The spectrum. Yeah,
you're on the
you're
spectrum.
Echoing from the background.
It was the movies that I've seen with Abby and Zoe.
Yo.
I didn't see Long Legs with them, but I watched it.
Oh.
I loved Long Legs.
So
not.
Funny.
I loved.
I laughed.
Yeah. They did not. I loved both of those movies so much. 10 out of 10 for both.
10 out of 10 for Long Legs.
I did really like Nosferatu.
10 out of 10. Did you like it better than Long Legs?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Long yeah. By miles.
Okay. I tried to watch and I couldn't because what I was watching, the service I was watching.
You
it on
said
was
you got
so,
scared.
Well, Long Legs?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes. No, I tried to watch Nosferatu and it was I couldn't see. I was squinting at the TV.
What?
I couldn't
oh,
see.
Oh, because it was
the,
so dark.
Because
oh.
the quality was oh. so low. Oh. But The Wild Robot was really good. I haven't seen Wicked. Nosferatu. I need to watch Conclave. I'm watching now. Anora. Zoe said. Was really, really good. And she enjoyed that movie and saw it many, many times. No?
Okay.
Has anybody seen Emilia Perez?
Nope.
I know this doesn't count, but I watched some review channels and people talking about it because I wanted to know why it was getting so much backlash.
Yeah, why is it getting so
what
much
is it
backlash?
About?
Dislike.
What is it about?
It's
about a man who's a drug dealer who like changes sexes to escape
his crime
to escape his crime and get away with it.
Okay.
So he becomes a lady. But I
so
heard
that's
they,
probably why people are upset.
But I heard they treat the whole surgery thing and everything like a big funny joke, and it's like it's like they're playing it for laughs, and it's not like serious because obviously it's
that's
a serious
the thing. So
thing.
It managed to upset every single I think
on every side
on
of the conversation.
Sides,
yeah.
Like
does
everyone
it
get an award for that?
Like that's the thing. It's like the Mexican like reviews and stuff were all really negative. Like this is a misrepresentation right. of like the culture. The transgender like community hated it. They were like, this too. Is a bad representation yeah. of. So like almost every single audience that they were trying to cater to ended up turning
like,
on
no.
them.
Yeah. And even probably like the more like right wing people were like,
we're like, what is
no,
this?
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's a good movie. It. I see it. Memoir of a yeah. Snail. It's so sad.
Is that good?
Wait, really? It's I was about so to, I'm so sorry. I was about to make fun of that
no,
one.
Cause it's
I,
so dark.
I just saw it up there and I'm like, what
Didn't
is that?
Didn't they have another movie last year that was about a snail that was like, and it was like animated and it made.
Oh, Robo. It was a
Turbo.
Turbo. Yeah. Turbo.
No, they had one that got a nomination for like.
Bill Oscar. Hader voiced, was a voice actor in that movie. That
in Turbo?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. That's
I,
hilarious.
Okay. Wait, Better Man.
I love that you know
Greg
that.
And talk Abby. About Better Can, Man.
Guys, the, everybody, Better oh, Man. Oh. What do you know about it?
Oh my God. Okay.
What's Better Man? What is it? I haven't heard of it.
Okay, so can we talk about how in the commercial, I'm like, okay, why are we watching a movie about a furry? One, I thought oh. it was about furries. Two, I thought it was about Planet of the Apes, but if one of the apes decided to become a oh, freaking yeah, a singer.
Did you see it?
No, but I know I had to dig into the lore because I was like,
what's
happening?
They were like, we have a bunch of footage left over from Planet of the Apes. Let's make this movie. No, and no. also Robbie Williams is in it for some
yeah,
reason.
Okay, about- so Robbie Williams, it's supposed to be him. He just didn't want to animate himself.
And he's yeah. a monkey? Is he wearing an outfit?
He just didn't want to animate himself.
Is he wearing a costume?
He said, instead of me being yeah. an actor, yeah. I would like to just speak into a mic lazily 100%. What we're all doing. And then
the irony.
Yeah. And then put a monkey over it. And it's yep. supposed to be like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's symbolic. Like,
if you don't know, I had no idea. Apparently in the States... What, this is true. Robbie Williams, like, who is that? Nobody really knows who he is.
I don't know.
Apparently, he's bigger in
Who's Robbie
the
Williams?
UK. He's got, there's only one song of his I've heard before. You might have heard it before. It's like, hey, ho, there you go. A little too high, a little too low. Vertigo. She thinks she's made of candy.
Is that from the new Timothy Chalamet song movie?
Yeah, that was actually a Bob Dylan original.
Well, okay.
That's not good. Not good at all.
Well, it's just weird because he's like...
Better Man.
It's just weird because he's like... You think he's going to do like hard rock music. He's
right.
Like, for the next hour, your ass is mine. And he's like, bro, what do you mean?
A little too high and a little too low.
Okay, no, I don't know who this guy is. But have you guys seen that? Anybody seen that movie?
I'm not going to watch it because it looks like cheeks.
It looks like garbage. I'm not watching that at all.
Tell.
So these are all the movies that got nominated for something. I don't know what they got nominated for.
I literally haven't heard of.
But most
of
them I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Sadly.
The Last Ranger.
So anyway, anybody have any recommendations from last year from good movies
you
that
know,
didn't
I
make it on the list other
yes,
than The Wild Robot?
It wasn't
was
from
really,
last year.
Yeah, I liked that.
But Harry and I, the other not so long ago, we watched The Menu. That's a good movie.
The Menu, okay, yeah.
That's a great really movie.
Anya Taylor-Joy?
Yeah. What
Shout is that out about? Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yes. It's okay,
she
so
is more attractive than you.
Okay.
But not okay. Lily Depp Rose. Yeah. Lily, you got Lily Depp Rose beat. By a long shot, yeah, so there you're good. So you're in there, just so you know, okay? Just so you know.
Somewhere on the spectrum. And
we're all on spectrum.
And the lady, the new lady who used to be a guy from Emilia Perez, you're more attractive than.
Wait, you're telling me the guy version of a woman?
So anyway, best director.
Hold on a second.
Best director, a complete unknown, that's James Mangold. I didn't know he did that. Did anybody see that with the Timothy Chalamet?
I want to see that. I may still see that.
Bob Dylan movie.
I don't care.
I'd have to say, so of these.
Wait, Harry, have you seen it?
He just doesn't want to see it.
Oh, you just don't want to. Okay.
I did not like the movie a lot, but I really thought the lady that did The Substance deserves the director. She did a great
yeah.
job
yeah, I do
of that
see
movie.
It. You not should by
see
myself.
It.
I guess.
You should see
not
it. It's really, really good.
I mean,
we can watch it after the
you can
podcast.
Watch it at, we can watch it in my place.
I staple your back.
Oh.
That's the only part that I
help. Best actor.
They don't staple the back.
Well, I'm going to bring a stapler and I'm going to be ready.
Nice face.
No, you need to sew it shut with like
Zoe,
a needle.
Yeah. That's the face needle. Of Zoe watching The Substance.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
That's valid.
I can't even.
Okay. A good impression
Guys,
of me, by the way.
Guys, they can't see us.
Greg,
we'll have to.
I'm making impressions of her face, and she can't
Greg,
see.
You know,
can
well,
see any
Greg's impression of my face is actually better looking than Anya Taylor-Joy. So
Anya
there we
Taylor
go.
Joy is a beautiful woman.
I yes,
yes,
yes. She's gorgeous. Bree sang Bud?
No, sorry. Hot I'm take. Just one of those Hot people take. Who's like, I feel like people are beautiful in their own ways and like that it's kind of hard to rank people. I mean, I know that sounds
well,
stupid.
No,
and like,
yeah, don't rank people.
Okay, so these are my favorite movies for this year. Nobody gives an F,
well,
I understand.
Well, give us a minute to digest.
Okay, so my favorite was Dune, and then Wild Robot,
What's
and then
Strange
I really...
What's Strange Darling about?
I really like Deadpool. I thought that was great.
Okay. What's Strange Darling about?
And then Strange Darling was really good.
But I saw the TV glow. Why is that on your
thing? I didn't like that at all. No, what this is all about? The movies I've seen this year. And see, I've only seen...
I thought you were saying these are your favorites.
I've only seen 12. No, that got a 2 for me. I hated that.
I saw
Deadpool. I did not like that at all.
I was so... He, like, Harry comes home.
Did you like Harry?
No, so he comes home right after I came
back. Good answer. You don't want to watch that movie.
I was so confused.
What is it about?
Hitman was good.
I don't even know.
And Woman of the Hour was good. What was your favorite movie you saw this year, Zoe?
Nosferatu.
Really? Really?
Let me think of all of them.
Because of Lily Depp? Rose?
No, it's because of Nosferatu. She's trying to see that Nosferatu, if you know what I'm saying.
No, that's messed up.
Is he hot in that movie?
No,
not at all. He's a dead corpse.
No, he's not attractive at all.
Watch it.
He's not. Okay,
wait. Be sensitive to our dead corpse listeners.
Be
sorry,
nice.
Guys.
I actually like
nice.
Smile too.
Was that good?
I still haven't seen it.
I need to see
I haven't seen two, but the first one I thought was pretty good.
That one kept me on edge for sure. I saw Fall Guy.
Was that good?
We saw Fall Guy together.
Yeah, we did. Bri
was
and I
Fall
saw
Guy good?
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it, yeah.
I'm trying to think of everything.
Who's the
else
guy in that?
Ryan Gosling.
Is he hot or not?
No.
He gets a knot right. From me.
I like Emily Blunt. She's in that.
Yes, I like Emily Blunt.
She's attractive.
I think she's really beautiful.
Yeah, I did not see that, though. And I did not see Challengers. Did anybody see Challengers?
Nope. No. I heard mixed reviews.
I like tennis movies, and I didn't see it.
Do you like threesome movies?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, hot take. I don't think Zendaya's attractive.
Really? Oh, silence in the room.
I do.
I
but
do, too.
I actually,
Zoe is
crazy.
More attractive than Zendaya. If I had to rank...
Her fans are acting. Greg just put a target on my
head. Hey, watch it.
Whoa.
I'm ranking girls with Z names. Zoe's more attractive than Zendaya.
No, okay, so hear me out,
Greg,
right?
You can't say that.
I just did it twice.
It's
I just said it twice. I just said it twice. Did you see Challengers? Was it good?
No. I think that Zendaya's character in Euphoria is the prettiest, which is crazy because she's supposed to be like a drug addict. But
so
like,
if I get on drugs, I'll be hotter.
So you're saying that
you're
you
saying
like
if
get
I
get away from the drugs.
Okay, Harry's giving me the thumbs up.
Harry's like, yes, 100%.
Abby's giving me the thumbs up if I do more drugs.
Okay.
Or any drugs.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, listen. Red Bull doesn't count.
I guess that's true.
Did anybody see Kong Godzilla?
I don't care.
I don't remember.
I've never really followed that whole thing.
I don't care.
I remember seeing the really early Japanese ones with like the guys in costumes.
Those are the best. The black and white ones. Those are the best. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, where they use like the little figurine kind of as like the giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's so funny.
The little like puppet.
And I had no idea what was happening.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Bree and I were related to the guy that made the giant prop of King Kong, and they ended up keeping it in New York
while. He made like one of the original props or something like that.
And it was in New York for a while.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Ask my dad.
My dad.
And if you haven't seen Hitman, that's actually really well done. I like that a lot.
Who is the man that's in that? Because I saw him in Twisters.
It's the new guy. Whatever.
And anyone but you.
He was also in Maverick, wasn't he?
Maverick.
Yeah, he was
the new hot
hangman
guy.
Or
that's
whatever,
a good
yeah.
movie.
Top Gun Maverick?
Yes. I actually like it better than the original.
100% way better.
It's very, yeah, it's pretty good.
I liked, so I saw him in Anyone But You, and I think that was 2024.
That was good. I liked that
I liked
a lot.
That movie, and I saw him in Twisters.
No.
In Oklahoma, just a whistle of a long black train.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you for that. That was my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Greg looks like he's going to kill me, actually.
Okay, good. Thanks. That was great.
Abby's sustenance is Zoe's singing. That's how
my sustenance is Zoe. That's why I was dying.
Oh,
without
gosh.
Her.
Okay.
Can you sing us the theme song from Dune 2?
Wait,
wow. That's Hans Zimmer. You can really tell.
I can't believe
The cadence is uncanny.
It is.
Too, so no. I'm making it up.
That sounded exactly like it. Yes. What did you? Can you sing the lead song from Long Legs?
Yeah.
Mommy, Daddy, unmake me.
That's the theme
song. And save me from this hell of living. And that's real. And
isn't
that's
there, isn't there something in there
the
where
American
he,
dream.
He can do whatever he wants whenever he wants or something like that? How does it go, that song?
Oh, once, twice. Wait, what was that? Like, let yeah.
Or
let me in now, and it can be nice. Not once, not twice, but as many times as I like.
Argyle sucked. And I'm ready to talk. And I'm ready to talk about it.
What? Tell me about it, because I haven't seen it yet. What was it? What was it about? It's like a spy movie.
I love Dua Lipa. I love Dua Lipa.
Do you?
I love Dua Lipa, and I really love her a lot.
She's an attractive
person. And I love Henry Cavill. I love Henry Cavill.
Yes.
He's an attractive person.
So the lineup, I was so excited for this movie. And when I read the plot, like, or the synopsis, I was even more excited because it was, so basically this lady's writing a book. She's got like a series of, a popular series or whatever called Argyle. And so she's writing, and it's kind of like a spy thriller. And she's trying to write this new book. And then she realizes that everything she's writing is actually happening in like real time. Like she's then these bad guys and good, like they're trying to like get the book to find out kind of, I'm trying to remember
like what's gonna happen.
What happened next? And then it, like, the spoiler.
Oh, good, spoil it. Go ahead.
Alert.
No, I won't. You should watch
well,
it.
Well, there's an alert.
Please spoil it. Spoiler.
I'm trying to remember the spoiler. So the spoiler is actually that she was Agent Argyle and lived through all these things, and she's writing her memories.
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes sense.
So, and the, like, the twist was really good, but it just really felt... Dua Lipa. So Dua Lipa. Trying to do more with her than do a feature.
That's...
From the hit song by those Jack
are the
Harlow.
Are those the same people? That doesn't look so anything like her.
They don't look the same at all.
That middle picture is attractive. The bottom one is not.
I think she's pretty in that picture.
No, yeah, me too.
That's you're
just,
wrong.
It just looks like her hair color is different. What do you mean?
I think that, like, it's actually impossible to make Dua Lipa look bad. And I'll die on that hill.
You know,
last hill.
The last hill.
The last hill.
Wait, is that you said the Chapel last, Road? Last hill.
Yes.
Oh, Chapel Roan.
And James Corden.
Why? Boo. Oh, anyway. God.
Stanley Tucci? What the hell is going on?
That's not Stanley Tucci. Wait, thanks for playing. It's not Stanley Tucci.
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
No, it's not.
What is going on there?
Hello.
Those legs, man.
Look at this. She looks so freaking good as a blonde.
Is that Dua Lipa?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I have to see this movie then.
She's barely in it. I was so mad.
Oh, great. Well, okay. So you had me, and now say, you've made me decide not to.
I have to say,
it.
I don't think I like that haircut.
No,
on
the haircut.
Henry.
No, he was unfortunately.
He's better with the Witcher hair.
Is he an attractive? Yes. Is he attractive?
That's the good hair.
Was he good on The Witcher?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Why did it not? Why did it not?
Did they
keep going then?
If did they was change good? Like they're not.
Why?
Oh, he stopped. I think
oh, he dropped out of it. Yeah.
Why did he drop out?
I don't have to ask him.
I don't know,
but
yeah. I really like The Witcher.
Do you have him?
I do.
Oh, she's got him on speed dial.
See, like, I never really liked him as Superman or anything, but boom. I really liked him as The Witcher.
Was he good? Yeah. So he was good on The Witcher, and then for some reason they changed actors.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he dropped out for whatever reason.
Yeah, it was
they wanted to keep him, but he decided.
Did they change the way the story was being?
Wait, Harry knows why.
Did they change the way the story was being treated, and they made the characters completely different than they are in the books? Oh, yeah, I've heard all about it.
Henry Cavill is a huge nerd.
Yeah. And he liked the books the way they were made.
Witcher started as a book series before anything, and he loved that and wanted to take the books and make the TV show based off those.
Right.
And for various reasons, decided to alter the story to do things like inclusivity
just to like pander kind of
big in the books and everything.
Pandering. Love
that's
it.
Fair, that's fair. Yeah, he backed out because of that.
And that always makes it better.
That's
it
valid.
It always makes it better. Yeah, pandering. No. I love
better, pandering. I think it's better for a show to end early on a good, like a high note, than to keep going and strangle itself with all the, you know.
Yep.
you know.
But that, like, and that's kind of
why
a
are you
big
looking at me?
Because the Sandman TV show did the same thing,
yes,
and
I
it just got canceled.
Oh, Mr. it got Sandman. Canceled. I thought they were. Oh, dang
they're
it!
They're doing
I like
a season
two. Oh, they are.
But they changed.
The
you know what?
Man,
thank you for singing a song from Back to the Future, the best movie ever made.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen it.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining
Zoe's
us.
Zoe's about to get executed.
That's it. I'm not doing any. I'm not doing any more shows.
Just kidding. I've seen it.
Ghost.
I didn't like it.
Well, that's even worse.
I've got to cut the episode. End that now. End it now.
No.
End it now.
No. I'm gonna start crying.
End it now.
No. I'm just kidding. I liked it.
Oh.
I liked the guitar scene.
You are putting this man on an emotional
roller coaster. I can't take it.
I like the guitar scene.
I can't take it.
You would.
Oh.
Finally.
That
answer.
Made me want to learn like electric guitar.
Johnny be good.
I never did. But.
Okay, I don't know how I feel right now. I was up and then I was down and I was
like,
up again and then I was down.
Emotional whiplash there.
You've killed me, Zoe. You've killed me.
I've got that a lot.
All right, I'll report back after the Oscars to let you know who won. Okay,
yes.
Thanks everybody for joining us on this movie-centric episode where we found out Zoe liked Nosferatu, Brie liked The Substance. No, Wild Robot. What was your favorite movie last year? Wild Robot?
Ooh, I don't know. I really didn't watch that many, but I did like Wild Robot. I would say it's my favorite.
Abby, what was your favorite movie
last year? I mean, out of
last year,
it's going to be Nosferatu.
Really? So two votes for Nosferatu.
Yeah.
And I like Dune.
Comedy.
And Harry, what was your favorite movie for last year? Long Legs?
If you say Long Legs, I'm going to throw
or
this.
Or Nosferatu. If it's a sweep, if it's Nosferatu.
I'm voting Long Legs.
Long legs, yay! Because it did not have Lily Depp's in it, and that's why.
No,
those are the two best reasons to watch Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
If you like gumdrops,
he did have a nose
on
him.
Yeah. He did have a nose. That's the only thing he had on him was a nose.
Did he have a nose on him?
Yeah, very. Yeah,
he had a mustache.
He looked
that
like freaking
that made everything
Eggman.
Worse.
I know he did.
From Sonic.
Who
Why
played
did he
the
have
monster?
A mustache? Oh, that was gross.
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
I liked him a lot in It. That was really
good.
Yeah, man,
he's gorgeous.
Is he an attractive man?
Yeah.
He's
I like
all right.
him a little weird looking.
Zoe can't even speak. She's just like nodding and touching her shoulder weirdly.
No. I'm not. Okay. I'm not. Let the record
She's
show that I'm
disclaimer.
Not.
Disclaimer. Shoulder.
This is slander.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Zoe, talk us out. Go.
Oscar, I hardly know her. And on that note, I'm glad that you joined us all today.
Yes.
I'm Zoe. I may or may not be your host.
She's the host.
You are the host, and Dua Lipa's hot. We've said this is the two
I'm
things we've figured out.
The two truths
I'm the host,
of the world.
Dua Lipa,
and that's
hottest
the
woman alive. That's a question I can answer. The answer is yes. Abby, why don't you take us out?
And that's the last hill. That's the last hill.
I'm being held here against my will. Please and thank you. Buy merch.
Please and
buy merch.
Buy merch.
Redbubble.
If you like merch, buy merch. And if you want more merch, you have to buy the merch we already have.
Amen.
I can't think of anything funny to say for the outro.
No, that was good. I actually liked the Oscar, hardly know her. And there was a silence following.
Yeah, you're like,
it wasn't funny.
The episode.
I love that when it's not funny.
Oh, you're not funny.
The podcast is at its
best anti-humor.
When it's not funny.
Anti-humor. There you go.
Yeah, when it's ironic.
Yeah.
Need a professional photography studio without the hassle of building your own set? Clock Tower Media has you covered. For only $75 an hour, you'll have access to our creative studio space complete with multiple themed sets, a makeup and wardrobe station, and most of the equipment you'll need for a successful shoot. It's perfect for photographers, influencers, small businesses, models, and content creators looking to elevate their work. Availability is limited, so reserve your time today. Visit Peerspace and search for Clock Tower Media to book your next shoot.